tonight, Bez Hashem, we want to introduce Shtel Avek, the sugya that we want to work on. Stamanat the whole Zman, the beginning of the Zman. And the Medayik, tonight we're not going to start Mamish, the sugya. We're going to open up the problem, Shtel Avek, the problem, and the Nekuda that we want to deal with. The famous Mishnah, Tosfos, in Ksuvos Daf Samech Gimel. It's got to get to the Bissel Nyan Yoyma. Rekiva. The Gemara over there tells over this demise with Rekiva. Rekiva became Rekiva. The Gemara tells over here that Kalba Savua, that was a Shver. He asked him for Moses and Zachasim. And then Tzimsoif, when Rekiva came back and he found it, and it says, Adaita, the Gavar Rabbi Minoder. He went in front of a Chochem. And the Chochem was mad to the Neder. Because he says, Adaita, the Gavar Rabbi Minoder. It's a fractosis, a famous tosis, It's a klal. You can't be matter Neder. You can't be a Pesach. There's a Neila. Dover Chodesh. The Midim bin Adorim Perak Ablazer. Kate said, Makrim Shinin of the Plenty, my Sefer. He brings the Moko, you can't be Pesach bin Neila. Every tosis, Vyesh Loimar. The Hochel Echoshiv Neila. Rabbi Kiva becoming a gavur rab wasn't noilat for us. Kivan shaholach lebei rav, because he was going to be rav. The derechu b'hoylech lil noid shenasa adam gal. Famous tesis. This is one of many tesis that we don't have chatten. Tesis says the derechu b'hoylech lil noid shenasa adam gal. It's an amala veg. It's an amala way that someone is going to learn. In this medrash, he's going to be rav. It's the derech shenas on the God. It's not a dover chodesh. That new noilad is something that's a dover chodesh. Of if you start a long process, even the process takes 15, 20 years, of if a person starts a very long path, and at the end of the path, the normal is, he's going to come Adam Gol, that's not called noilad. That's cool. That already, the shirish was already planted already when he started to go. The derech. So we are all the big people. That's a side child. Maybe we'll be negate what we're talking about, we're dealing with, but we don't understand the Tosfos. What does it mean? Derech hu b'hoylech lil noid shenasa adam gadol. We want to talk about this Zman, in the beginning, how to grow in Torah, from halach to kamar adam gadol, and not be miyayish, and b'chlal, how to feel like you're growing and you're on the path to become to Adam Gadol. Dainu. Very often, B'nai Torah here, most of us learning three is darn. We're trying to grow in Torah. There's so many different eras of Torah. And very often, one of the most often heard koilas of the Yetzirah, is always trying to stop us. One of the most often heard koilas of the Yetzirah is, come on, where are you going? Yankel, where are you going? You're learning. Where is all the learning taking you? Naniach, okay, I'm asking to you, it's more kedai to learn than to go to Ben Yehuda, than to go to watch movies, to go to do the other thing. But you have to be going places. You have to be productive. There has to be an end finishing line. There has to go, where are you going? Where's all your learning taking you? Are you getting anywhere? Are you going anywhere? Do you see yourself? Do you see the production? Do you see the accumulation? Do you see the toitzois and the outcome? The musig of shifas, to be a big person, is something that's supposed to be be'etzim nachlas haklal. It's nachlas haklal. Maybe befrat. I want to talk about it maybe now a little bit. This also, we're in the Shnas Petira from Chaim Zichrono Livracha. We spoke about the end of Lezman, that Chaim, when he was living, he made different things accessible to Klal Yisrael. And one of the things he made accessible to Klal Yisrael in a very real way was Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula is supposed to be something that's nageya to every yid, kol haTorah kula. There's obviously many madrigas. What does it mean, kol haTorah kula? But some sort of bechina of kol haTorah kula. the Tosfos says that derechu b'adam behoylich lumoid shenasa adam kol. Tosfos is not being magzim. Tosfos is saying pashup shat. He's saying it lahalocha. It's not a Tosfos in agadat even. It's a Tosfos in halocha. So it's considered not considered noilad. Tosfos says there's a normal mahalach to become an adam gadol. There's obviously a man and madrigus of adam gadol. Stomach. Not a lot of madrigus. But the aleph, the most simple minimal pshat, it means big. It means big. It means a person having a grasp in some large chelik of Torah. A very, very large chelik of Torah. We don't see that. And more than that, the bigger part is we're plagued by even, it's not even in our vision. It's not even our horizon. We don't even see that. We see the hefech. And the ikar reason why I want to talk about it, why I want to deal with this issue, I mentioned this land in the middle of last man's vadim, but again, I can't take numbers, but this issue is only a tenth to five of the years of people who come into Mavakesh Eitzah. Yungalite that are demoralized, disenchanted with their production. Yungalite of the Hashem, who feel from Zman to Zman, they don't feel they're going anywhere, they don't feel even close to, that they have a future in Torah. They have a future in Torah. Is only getting stronger and stronger. There's a huge difference between someone who has a future in Torah and someone who's just trying to toe the line. He's just trying to do what everyone else is doing, join the program, fit the program. There's a difference between someone who's starting the beginning of a race and he knows at the end of the finishing line, it's called the big picture of being an Adam Gadol. I'm not talking about the Chitzoyin there. I'm talking about a person who could sit back and knows he has a grasp and he has a shaykhus to large parts of Torah. It's a world of a difference. Maybe we'll talk about it by Hamshich. This is Be'etzem we want to work on. We want to bring Lahagzer HaTorah L'Yoshna. This Tosfos has to be a reality. And not only again, I'm stressed. I'm not coming. I also want Kol HaTorah Kul. But the Iker I want, there shouldn't be the Yush. I'll explain by Hamshich. There shouldn't be the Yush. The Yush. The opposite way, the destruction of the Kalil of the Yetzahar, that comes and tells us, you're not accomplishing anything. Let me speak out a little bit, maybe the two Nischois. There are two general types of Nischois that the Shailas come when they come. Some are tiny, that even in the Tchum they're handling. We're learning in Yeshiva. Gittin, first Seder, we're learning Gittin, first Perek. We're learning the second Seder. Some people are learning all kinds of mesechtas, brocha, Shabbos, neither. Everyone's learning their mesechta. Certain times, the nusach of the man, or the person who's searching, the aliyah, the bentur, is that he feels totally productive where he is. Even in where what he's doing, he feels proper and productive. Hooray, how many sugyas does he remember the next day? He barely remembers. He barely has time to chazer. He doesn't chazer. He doesn't chat quick enough. Different kailas, different dechudas. But the tzad shavu shebehem is that he doesn't feel productive even in what he's doing. He doesn't feel productive enough. He doesn't feel enough output in what he is doing in his specific shetach, in his closed area. That's one nusach of the shayla. But even more, and this is the second thing which I'm ikra dealing with, as I said before, it's even if I am matzliach, let's say I have a mahal chalimud, I can chap the chap, I'm saying, but legabi kola tarikula, there got to be any sort of big growth to become a minimal dimension of any bechina of a Talmud Chochem, we feel so, so mufka. Let's try to be mitzayir at the regular yungaman, average yungaman. Okay, so let's say I'm gonna pick Gittin, I think. That's what we're learning about, is Gittin. We're learning Gittin. So how much ground do you cover in Gittin? Let's see. Gittin, if you learn for a Seder, Rasher maybe covers maybe 18 blat. If you learn any other shir, you cover about 10 blat for a Seder. Okay? So you're covering 10 blat for a Seder. Second Seder, how much are you covering? Maybe 25, 30 blat. There are some people who learn a little quicker. They learn, most of them learn without Tosis. So you learn without Tosis. Okay, so you do. So something. But it's nice, it's without Tosis. Some tell me to come, no Tosis. I mean, that's the name of a thing. Some come, no Tosis. So you either could do 20, another 25 blat with Tosis, or the whole Masechta with Tosis, without Tosis. Okay. Let's talk about the average person. It's probably more like 10, 30 blot. So you're getting maybe half of Gittin. Gittin's 90 blot. You're getting maybe half of Gittin. So, like I said, if you're holding good in the first case, that means you're utilizing the beginning of this man until the beginning, end of this man. And you chap, and you make some sort of chazor. You're maybe kulei hai v'ulei getting 45 blat. At halavai, you're learning well. Everyone knows Ian, you're learning much more than the Makias. So halavai, you're learning well. Person starts thinking the kulei zoros. What's going to happen to the second half of the Masechta? Gittin, Kedushin, Bakamba, Bamitiya, Bababasra, Ksubis, Yavamas. What happens to the second half of the Masechta? Be a Tamil Chacham, you just scan all the first half. And we feel this because the Tosis comes up and he quotes the second half, and we have no idea what he's talking about. And we hear a speech and somebody starts handling something. We have no. So, the second half of the Masechta, we just started. Again, nowhere yet. Okay. Noshim Ezekiel, how much they covered yeshiva? They only cover 2/3 of Noshim and Ezekiel. In Noshim itself, there's more Masechtas, there's Nazir, Soita. In Ezekiel, there's many more Masechtas. I mean, the Zohar, Horius, Sanhedrin. So you haven't even covered Noshim Ezekiel. We just, that's the two, there's two Zohar. What about Kodshim? What about Moyed? Come on, barely touch Moyed in yeshiva. And that's only those two Zdarim. Then there's Mishnayis, Zeroyim, Tyrus. Boyfim, you start thinking, you feel like you're a Tipa Shabbat. You feel like you're going absolutely nowhere. Again, you're challenged even in your Gittin. You're challenging your Gittin or whatever the Masech you're at, but over there, you know, where am I going to go? What am I? I'm barely holding line with where I am. These things, I'm totally Rivka. And until now, all we spoke about was Gemara. It's always spoken about Gemara, a little bit of Mishnayis. All of a sudden, the Gemara comes over. What about Halacha? I'm going Halacha. Arba Chilkei Shulchan Aruch. Ar Chaim, Choshim Mishpat, Evan Ezer, Yoredeya. Ar Chaim, Mogan Avrom, Taz. If you know the Mogan Avrom, the people go to Mishne Brura. Choshim Mishpat, Ksais and Nesivas are basic in Choshim Mishpat. Yoredeya. Biz the Chavis Das, the crazy Ebenezer with the Chelkis Mechoikik and the Beishim Mechoikik. Basic, there's a basic poiskim. There's four Chelkis Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we just finished Halacha. What about Chumash? This kills everyone. Yeah, all the time. I'm always the Reis in Chumash. I'm so embarrassed. I barely know, most in your life, barely know a Chumash with Rashi and any Chelik of a Parsha, anything pretty clear. Halavai, someone knows Tulshani, maybe. With Chumash Rashi in the Keseder, one parasha maybe Bereishis Neinoch. They start at the beginning of the year. Chumash Rashi, forget about with Ramban. Ramban's like Tosfos to Rashi. Forget about with Ramban, and then forget about Achronim, Achronim in the Chumash and the Megoreis Gedoyes or Chaim and Kliyoger. Forget about it. And then Nach, base of talk, call it Nach. Who knows Nach? Nach and Rashi. Nach. Okay. Then beyond that, then all of a sudden, it's all about Sifrei Musar, Shari Tshuva, Sil Shishorim, Chod Vezolavos, it's basic, and Musar, basic. Kabbalah is a chelik kol terkel, Mefurish Medrash Mishli, that the Bir Halacha brings, it's in Kuf Nefei. They're going to ask you, did you learn Kabbalah? It's a chelik kol terkel. You have to get there, but it's a chelik kol terkel. Sifrei Avoida, it goes together maybe, a little before Kabbalah, morale, people. Do you know all the Ramchals? Ramchals, basic Hashkofa, basic. So, Yitzhak comes to you and says, Yanko, where are you? Why? Where are you going? The answer is, I'm definitely not becoming an Adam Gadol. I'm definitely not becoming a big Talmid Chacham. I'll try to do whatever I can do. I just said over the Shailen learning, and I want to talk about Bikkur learning. The same thing is true in also other areas of Avoida. The same thing is true in Avoida. A person starts working about different shtochim and Avoida, he goes crazy. He starts working on Yir Shemayim. He says, I'm working wrong. What's with Avos Hashem, Emuna, Bitochen, Chesed? He gets lost. He starts working on Midas. He starts with Kas and hits him. I have 15 other Midas. Where am I going to go? I'm going to start working on this. I'm working on this for 2 years and I'm barely getting anywhere. What's with everything else? So what happens? You get a feeling of Yish, and one of two things happen. Either some people totally lose gas, and they're like barely breathing, and they're learning other things. Much more than not, the second scenario, as I said before, I don't want to be magdarit, but much more than not, what happens is like this. Instead of being a person who's a choy lich lumoid, which means a person who's thriving, sometimes you see a person, He's going places. This energy, he's going. You see, he's knocking off one project after another project. It's one mesechta, but another mesechta, and he's writing, and he's chazering, and he's going, and he's moving. It's called thriving. Somebody who's a hoy lechlumer, and he sees that he's on the path of Adam Gadol, sees a person, he's going, his head's up, he's moving places. Then you have the picture of probably the average 50, 60%, middle percent of Yungalayit or Bochum and Yeshiva. They're more or less, they don't see any of that, what I just said. They don't see b'chlal that they're going to be a Talmud Chacham. Halavai, they're more or less trying to design the program that they're in as much. They're doing the best they could do. So what happens is that thrust and that thrive and that, you lost it. Where does the nafkamina show up? It shows up by dealing with most of the nisyonis that we have to deal with day in and day out. Coming on time, being medactic to the minute, coming on time, spending an extra time, looking at every strict thing you didn't have time. When the going gets tough, could you push? Could you hustle? If your person was bowling places, if you're hoilich lilmoid, yeah, so you hustle. If you're towing the lines, you can't hustle. And you miss a little bit there, you miss a little bit there. You don't do the extras, you don't write, you don't chazer enough. No. This is what we want to try to tackle this man. This sugya, we're making a sugya out of it. How to have a shaykhus to this thesis. We're talking about one prat, not to be mistaken, not to feel like, am I productive? Am I going places? Am I bad sim? Do I have a future in Torah? Or am I just going to be Yetzirah? Before we start, I want to be Magder. Tonight, I want to be Magder more the problem a little bit. So, like the problem. Before I want to start, I want to chaz over a side that I have in the past spoken out different times. Chaz of Anishinah, from time to time it's good, but for right now, just a basic insight of the Tzuris Avoid that we work in the Vadim. It's a basic one of the Yisoidist fundamentals. It's very negaling in Enum. One of the milas of Ardor, past and of Ardor, it's past, late Tkufa, we were very good at bringing up issues. We're very good at bringing up issues. The Hainu, 15, 20, 25, 30, 45, 50, they didn't deal with issues, Bachal. They didn't deal with issues. Maybe it was a sideline in the middle of a vad or a little shmuz, you would say, and the Yitzhar Mogul. They didn't deal with issues. They spoke about what you're supposed to do and you're not supposed to do. If you had a problem, it came up, you dealt with it on the side. They didn't say, there's a big problem everyone is having, there's a tremendous nisoyin everyone's having, let's deal straight, let's talk about it. They didn't deal with issues. Our generation, oh, unbelievable. That is the thing that we deal with all the issues and all tchumim. We've spoken about this different times. And it's taka milah, there's milah, chesroinus, there's taka chesroinus in it, but there's a lot of milah in it, that's ador. We're not going to get out of it, that's ador. Maybe we have to compensate for the chesroinus in it, but that's ador, that's true. But, we don't come to say, the question is, how to deal with Israel. The chitsoinus dike, in other words, what I'm doing tonight, what I'm, this whole vad, series of vadim wouldn't have existed 10, 15 years ago. You would never have a whole long series of vadim dealing with how to not be misyayish by the fact that Yitzhar is telling you that you're not becoming an Adam Gadol. Whenever that would be maybe 5 minutes in a vad that's talking about Hasmod. That's what it would be. There would never be 10 vad. There would never be. They wouldn't happen. Okay, say that. The whole mind, the whole butt, the whole thing about balance. There wouldn't be these things. Fine, that's our door. But how to deal with issues? So, like everything, the natural tendency is in a very superficial way. It's what you call in and out. You raise the issue. And the very fact you raise the issue, you get a lot of clapping. You write an article in a magazine, or you talk about it in the shiur, you bring it up, this issue, and you raise the issue. And then in and out. You say a very wise solution, chachma to l'chayra, what you deal with the issue, then finish back to life. That's the way you deal with the issue. You cannot gain absolutely nothing by doing that. If anything, there's a certain chisaron in it because it's the mahalach of nishtav Shabbos Garetz Yisoid. A lot of times, the good part of us wants to deal with things, and we satiate the conscience of the good part of us, Yetzer Tov, when we deal with them in a very flimsy way, a flippant way. We deal with it a little bit, and then we bombarded it. Oh, you feel like you did something, right? Nekoyt haiklal biyotcha. It's a very basic Yisoid. Any issue that you're dealing with is because it's an issue that's very found motzi in the tzibur. If it's very motzi in the tzibur, it's something that's embedded in the behavioral pattern of the tzibur. That's the part. It's embedded in the behavioral pattern of the tzibur. It's not something that's just, oh, genius, you talked about the issue. You read it? There's a reason why it's a problem, and the problem is very rampant and very motzi. And it's because it's something deep. And if you want to deal with the issue, it's going to take you a long time. It's going to take a lot of work and a long time. No genius, one memra, and one say, one article, one thing is going to tell you, oh, this is what you have to do for kids off the derech. This is what you have to do. That zikr not going to help. You have to deal with the sugya. So what do you have? Issues, what they are, they're road signs for sugyas for us to deal with. That's what we use them for. It's derech halimud. Issues are supposed to be road signs for us. If an issue is happening a lot in the tzibur, we should try to, that should give us a trigger, that should point us an arrow. It's an arrow. We'll say, work on the sugya. But now roll up your sleeves and open up the sugya. Now open up the sugya. That's what we always try to do. We're going to try to make a sugya out of this issue and try to see and make a sugya of it. And that's why, as annoying as it is tonight, I'm dafka, not going to open up the sugya. I'm going to open up the problem. And I want the island for a week to think exactly what we do. I want for him the week to think about it. And never have an idea what can maybe be the kivun. It's very annoying because I'm not going to be able to sing so much tonight. I'm not going to say a lot tonight. But that's what I want. I want for a week for you to think about it. The way the kriyas nefesh works when something's on you, it becomes a part of you. And then you start taking it seriously. And we're going to stretch it out and we're going to build it up. When you want to work on a sugya, first of all, you have to try to find hadruach in chazal for the sugya. You have to have tremendous amount of patience. The word sugya means a process. It's something, it's patience. It's not haplap. It's not. Even if it sounds like you had a brilliant there, sometimes a person works and says, oh, you said, but it can't be so simple. It can't be. Something's wrong if it's too simple. Something's wrong. Work it out. You have to get to the oimik here. You need to find a drach and gazal. You need patience. And the last part is only up to you. You push it after work. Every person has their own hurdles and own reasons why it's hard for them. That's sugya. They have to be willing to work before trial and error, test themselves to work. You can have all the hadroch and all the things that you don't, you have to push to be able to work. I'm reminding the Olam about this yisoid and applying it here. This is no different than any other sugyas. It's not just an issue and a challenge that is very rampant in our generation. It's something that we have to try to learn up, we have to make into a sugya. And Bez Hashem, that's what we try to do. I want to theorize tonight, just to theorize a little bit the problem, and I'll do it a little bit more. Just size it down. The very fact that the Yetzirah, and we're going to talk about this a lot tonight, that one of the ikur nekudas of the Yetzirah is that he comes to a person, and what he tries to do is he tries to create a destructive voices, destructive koilus in the person, and that's his ikur ammunition. Is a davar yadua. We think the Yetzirah just tells you to do averus. Yetzirah knows that many people are not just going to do Averis. The Yetzirah's Iker techniques and Iker tactics is Taketim Miyash a person. I think we once mentioned it, it's a very serious Gagoyin. Gagoyin, in the beginning of Averis Eliyo, he talks about the Roish, he calls it Roish Mishpachas. His Loshin is Kol Tainas HaYetzirah Shtayim LeMishpachaseyim. If you want to learn about the Yetzirah, where's the first time the Torah mentioned the Yetzirah? The Nochash. The Nochash coming to Chava and Adam. And he says, and here we learn what the techniques of the Yetzirah is. Gila lono ha-Torah b'zeh kol time reading Lashon D'Goyin. Kol ha-Tainas Yetzirah m'shtayin l'mishpah yisayim. B'tchilo u'bo la-Adam b'tayin hazu she'efshir b'shem oifin la-Adam l'kayim mitzvah sasem yizborach ki yudover she'ein yuchal la-amoy boy. The first kol the Yetzirah comes to a person, he tries to stop the person is, you can't do it. Now, the Goyim is talking about a lois asay, that's the example he brings. That the Nochash came to Chav and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you not to eat from Eitz Hadas. He convinced her that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really told you can't eat from any Eitz. Efshir. Ki lo yisoichel mikol Eitz Hagan. And that's something that obviously you can't do. So she was miyayish. Forget about it. Why keep anything? Can't do anything. If you obviously can't do it, can't we? She got out of the Yetzirah. But there's a lot of versions of this. We're talking about today where the Yetzirah is not telling you, you can't do anything. The Yetzirah is telling you, look at the long-term goal. You're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere big. Yeah, you're going a little bit here. You're going to get a daf here, a daf there. You may be right over one sikkum, 10 sikkum. Well, come on. Talk to real Talmud Chochem. You talk to somebody, you don't, you can't talk to, you talk to your Israeli neighbor, you feel like you're nothing. You talk to your, you know, yeshiva shishmugger, he's holding it. The Tzahara is coming to you with the feeling of the Yish. This is an old thing. What is Nischadish in our generation? Why is this, why, at least I feel, it's making a lot more havoc, it's making a lot more traffic and turbulence in our generation. This problem, why is this more problem? Simple, just telling you like some form of truth. It's because what's called Yeridus Adoris Miut Levavos. We've spoken about this many times. When Chazal talk about Yeridus Adoris, they call it Miut Nismatu Levavos. People think Yeridus Adoris means our brains got weaker, they have less capacity, our physical power got weaker. Chazal don't say the actual potential power, the raw materials of a human being, his faculties got less. The Iker Nekud of Yeridus Adoris is Chal Belev. It's a Lashon the Gemara in Tmura Daf Tesam and Beis. Erevin Dav Nun Gimam Aleph, from over there, talks about Dorish Rishonim, Libam Kepischoi Shel Ulam, Dorish Ashniim, Emsoim, Libam Kepischoi Shel Heichel. And the Gemara says, oh, our lev is, I feel it's like a mole nekev sitke samachat. It's like the size of an eye of a needle. The Gemara talks about a reduction, the diminishing in lev. Lev is the central point of the person. Lev is the resolve. Is the willpower. And in our generation, when they can include this, with the Miyat Alev is that we have to feel everything. We have to feel everything. The Lev got weak, that it doesn't have the resolve to do things and push and push and just do and do without feeling, without feeling. And this is Iker, one of the reasons why this Sugya that I'm talking about, this beginning of this man, it became so much harder. It was always a struggle to see how productive you are in the long term, where's everything going. But in the field midar, in the door where everything has to be felt, people can't be mechabed their fathers unless they feel he loves them. I grew up, mechabed your father, says the Torah, you have to feel, no, your mother loves you, your father loves you, your Rebbe loves you, everyone loves you, your friend loves you, you have to feel constantly everything. We can't do something just because it's right and it's supposed to, and, you, and you'll feel it 10 years later. No, that doesn't work. So in Mela, this coil of the Eitz Hara got amplified hundreds of times. When he tiny is, where are you going and what's going and what's happening? Where is it? You're taka trying to feel it. And it's very hard to feel. So we're going to work on Bezer Hashem. We're going to try to open up this again. And I'm not starting tonight. I just want to fear. It's the end of Rosh Eprokin. I want to come into Mafkia. Anyone who expects me to say a pep talk shmooze, and they're going to say, okay, no, which is rather partially true, that even the Deres Achroinim, no matter what you do, the smallest amount, if you try, it's worth something, and it's Shovet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is a lot of raid like that, and it is true, but that's not what I'm coming to say, that's not the word. I'm coming to Mekayim Devar Taisus. Ha'hoylech l'lmoid na'aseh adam god. It doesn't say. It doesn't change. The words of Torah stay, it doesn't change. Ha'hoylech l'lmoid na'aseh adam god. I'm coming to try to shalavek from Chazal that we too, in our generation, we could have a shaykhis, every person, Bashir, who could come to an emissary, a lot of accomplishment in Torah. What we're going to see is, I want to shalavek the tzus and the shmeitzah, Chazal are going to talk about, when they're going to talk about this sugya, they're going to say, there's a tipish and a ksil and a chacham. The reason why the Yitzhar gets us is because we have tipshus and we have ksilus. And this is going to be the ikanakuda, what we're going to talk about. There's the right way, the tzugang of how to be a productive person, and the wrong way. You'll see, go around, you see yechidim, you see people, other extreme people. There are certain people who got straight this sugya. I'm dealing with this. This is one of the most common sugyas kaseder in life. There are certain people who got straight this sugya. They worked out this sugya. And like I said before, they're going places. They have the right approach, and obviously it's not only seichel, it's lev, it's working on different nekudas, different achlotas, different things that your lev understands. They got it right, they work like a chacham, and they work like a proper person, and they don't get demoralized, and they see that they're on the beginning of a path to become a big person. And they are going places, time, they don't get connect here, and they connect here, and connect here, and connect here, and connect there, and connect there. And there are a lot of us who haven't worked it out. And they are dumbfounded in this place. They don't begin to understand what this place means. But we're going to see, this is the shmooze in Chazal. It's not a pat on the back. This ksilus, this tipshus, Chazal is going to call the person is a tipish, he's a ksil. That's what the Yitzhar is trying to make us to be, a ksil and a tipish, and then there's a chacham. That's going to be the Tzvitz Shmaitz. Ez Hashem, this is what we want to try to get to, Hashayichus to, Hashem Seyata Deshmaya. Ho'ilich l'umoy, zog toises, yaderichu, ho'ilich l'umoy, shenas ha'odam gav. Yeah, it's good.